You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Darrell Conner.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out what a national emergency declaration could mean for President Trump's efforts to create a border wall.
First, the loss of a loved one can launch a person into grief, and there's often a lot of questions about it, like how to grieve properly or how long it lasts. We hear a lot about the five stages of grief by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, which are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
But our next guest says there's something missing from that list that we need to deal with: anxiety.
Clara Bidwell-Smith is a licensed clinical professional counselor and a therapist who specializes in grief. She is the author of three books, and her latest is entitled Anxiety, the Missing Stage of Grief, a revolutionary approach to understanding and healing the impact of loss. Claire, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Claire, what exactly is anxiety?
Anxiety is the feeling that there is something wrong. It's often really just a feeling inside of us. There's a kind of dread or foreboding. Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's imagined. We can have anxiety about regular things, an upcoming trip, a talk we have to give. And then we can have anxiety about imagined things, worrying about our health, worrying that something bad is going to happen to someone we love. And some of that anxiety is normal and helpful. It helps us prepare for things and kind of stay on task. And then sometimes that anxiety really gets out of hand and takes over, and we begin to suffer from it in many different ways.
How does anxiety affect people exactly? And does it vary? And can it?
Yeah, it varies a lot. And one of the tricky things about it is that most people don't talk about it very much. Someone can have anxiety and you would never know. It can kind of be this silent predator that people are grappling with. Anxiety just comes in the form of a lot of nervousness, kind of preoccupied thoughts. We have a lot of physical symptoms that come with anxiety. We can get heart palpitations, we can get headaches, we can get nausea, we can have panic attacks, insomnia, social phobias, hypochondria. All kinds of things can come in hand with anxiety. It's a pretty gnarly beast.
We hear a lot about Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's five stages of grief, which are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Why, in your opinion, is anxiety the missing stage of grief?
Well, it's a very prevalent one. I've been a therapist in private practice for 10 years, and it's one of the symptoms I have seen in my grieving clients more than any other. I love Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. She is the pioneer of this conversation about grief and death and dying. When she coined those stages, they were originally applied to people who were facing a terminal diagnosis, so people who were dying. And those stages work really well for someone who's facing their own death. They do go through those stages. They do go through them in a pretty linear fashion. The stages grew so popular so quickly when she brought them out that they were kind of slapped onto the grieving process as well. And they don't work as well. And admittedly, she talks about that in some of her later writing, that they kind of got away from her in a sense, and that there's more to them. But anxiety is one that hasn't been talked about before in the grieving world. And yet it's something that a lot of people are really struggling with after they lose a loved one.
Yeah, why is it so frequently prompted by the loss of a loved one?
I think it's a few things. I think it's really having to face our mortality in a sudden and very significant way. You know, most of the time we're kind of going about our lives, you know, knowing that death is a real thing, but not really thinking about it. We're planning ahead and planning for our retirements and our vacations and our lives. And then someone close to us dies, and it's such a jarring realization that anything can happen at any time. And so it's really, it can just be really frightening. And then we start to worry about it happening in other contexts, other people, to ourselves. There's also this idea of with grief, it's a huge experience. It's one of the biggest things we go through as humans emotionally. And I think many people are not prepared for the multitude of emotions that come. And that can be itself very overwhelming and anxiety provoking.
Clara Bidwell-Smith is a licensed clinical professional counselor and a therapist that specializes in grief. She's the author of the latest book entitled Anxiety, the Missing Stage of Grief, a revolutionary approach to understanding and healing the impact of loss. And Claire, you have experience with anxiety as well as grief. And you have, as a therapist, have shared your past with your clients. Why did you feel it was necessary to do that?
It's just kind of been this path I've been on all my life. I lost my parents as a young adult. I was 18 when my mother died and 25 with my father. And they both had cancer. I'm an only child. So in essence, I kind of had no family by 25. It was incredibly difficult. And this was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And things have changed in the grief world. But back then, there wasn't as much. There weren't as many resources. There weren't as many books. There weren't as many people really out there talking about this. And I kind of had to muddle my way through the grief process and was really struggling with a lot of anxiety in my grief, and nobody was talking about that. I just thought there was something wrong with me. Later, when I went back to school and began to study psychology, I was putting a lot of things together, and PTSD, I was studying all kinds of psychological trauma issues, and kind of just really seeing a lot of links there. And then when I became a therapist, I specialized in grief, and then I started seeing this in all of my clients as well. So I felt like it needed to be put out there. I love Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, like I said, but I want to continue opening up her work and broadening this conversation.
Now, Claire, you were talking about the fact that you started to see when you were counseling patients that the apparent symptom that you saw among grieving patients was anxiety. What was the point where you discovered that it was truly anxiety more than another symptom?
Well, they're all linked in interesting ways, right? There's a lot of anger. There's depression. There is the anxiety. They all come in waves and are linked to each other. But I started writing about anxiety and grief years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And when I did so and the articles began appearing, I had so many clients flooding to me, coming and telling me that they were having panic attacks after the loss of a loved one, or social anxieties, or a lot of hypochondria. And so I got this huge influx of anxious clients and was really able to kind of look at their grief process in correlation with the anxiety.
One of the first things you talk to patients about is that grief is normal. Why is normalizing anxiety important?
Normalizing both of them is really important. We have a really hard time talking about death in our culture. People don't want to talk about it. It's uncomfortable. It's depressing. It's scary. Anxiety is the same. People don't want to talk about it. They don't want to admit that they're struggling with it. They also just don't understand it. So I think beginning at a real baseline of talking about what is grief, what is anxiety, why do these things happen? They're very vulnerable states, right? Those are things we're not good at as humans. Brené Brown makes a living off of talking about vulnerability because we really need to keep talking about it. We need to explore those states that we go through as human beings. And I'm not sure there's a more vulnerable state than when you're grieving. So normalizing those things is really the first step. People come in and they want to get fixed. They think there's something wrong with them. Why am I still grieving? It's been 6 months. I should be over this. And really, it's normal to still be in the throes of grief at 6 months, even a year.
We're talking with Clara Bidwell-Smith. She is a licensed clinical professional counselor and the author of the book entitled Anxiety, The Missing Stage of Grief, A Revolutionary Approach to Understanding and Healing the Impact of Loss.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. How has grief and grieving affected your life after you lost a loved one? How did your grief affect you? And did you deal with anxiety as part of this process? If at all, are you managing it? Do you have a question for our guest about how anxiety works out in situations of grief? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email ideas@WPR.org.
We'll pick up the conversation after this short break. Stay with us here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Darrell Connor. We're exploring anxiety and grief after a major loss with Clara Bidwell. She's the author of the book, Anxiety, The Missing Stage of Grief, A Revolutionary Approach to Understanding and Healing the Impact of Loss.
Is this your story? Have you been through a situation of grieving where you felt anxious, where you felt this anxiety our guest is talking about? We'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Share your story, how you dealt with it or tried to deal with it, or what you wish you knew then that you know now. Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Wakefield. Good afternoon, Bill. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi, thank you so very much. Claire, what a great topic. I just want to give a little info. That's something I found out that some people kind of never get over it, like myself in a certain circumstance, that, you know, you have to isolate. You can't think good and bad at the same time. So you just kind of think of the good things and the good memories, and sooner or later, the kind of the moment will kind of dissipate. Thank you so very much.
Bill, thank you so much for the call. Claire, what exactly does grief look like?
Grief looks different for everybody. I mean, our relationship with the person we lost is as individual as the grief that we go through. And you can grieve differently for different people you've lost. It really depends. It depends on the way somebody died. It depends on if you were able to say goodbye, make amends for things, how their loss and absence affects your day-to-day life, you know? But grief just comes with many emotions. It comes with depression, and it comes with a sense of unfairness and anger. Like the caller just said, you know, it never goes away in some sense. I will get to the end of my life and still feel that it was unfair that my parents didn't get to see me into adulthood. It doesn't mean I'm still actively grieving and in pain every day, but I still miss them and think about them and wish they were here.
Is there a right way or a wrong way to grieve?
Definitely not. People wish there were. It's so hard to grieve, and it's so hard to lose somebody, and it's just painful and very uncomfortable. So everyone's always looking for a solution, a quick fix. You know, is there a right way to do it? Can I just get through this formula or do A, B, and C, and then I'll be done? Unfortunately, it's just different for everybody. The only right thing to do is to really let yourself feel all the things that come up.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Linda in Madison. Good afternoon, Linda. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Thank you.
Linda, what would you like to say to Claire?
I would like to say that my son died by suicide 3 years ago, and I experienced anxiety. And I'm first hearing about this now, and it's very helpful to hear. I think one of the things with the anxiety was I was afraid I wouldn't be able to control my emotions when I left the house. So that's when I experienced the most, is going out in public and then the stigma of suicide. And he was a veteran and it was with PTSD, but not everybody understands the entire grief that comes with stigma with suicide.
Linda, thank you so much for the call, and we are so sorry for your loss. Claire, how does grief anxiety differ from generalized anxiety?
Well, grief anxiety is really related to the loss itself, and it comes because you're not grieving or because you feel like you have to suppress your grief, as in the case of Linda, who just called. You know, she feels people don't understand what she's going through, or they don't understand, you know, the stigma of suicide is really scary to kind of walk around with. So when that happens, we end up pushing everything down and not letting the emotions process. And that's where the anxiety begins to bubble up. That fear of all the emotions, the fear of everything that's going on inside, the fear of how lonely it is when you're going through it. General anxiety can come on, and it can be hereditary in some ways. In some cases, you can also just have it due to various life circumstances. But the grief-related anxiety really specifically is tied to the loss and to your grief process itself.
We are talking with Claire Bidwell. She's the author of the book Anxiety, The Missing Stage of Grief, A Revolutionary Approach to Understanding and Healing the Impact of Loss. And we're exploring the issues of anxiety and grief after a major loss. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Teresa in Eagle. Good afternoon, Teresa. Welcome to Central Time.
Hi. Your subject today is making me cry. I lost my mom, who was like my best friend. And I had anxiety problems, you know, in years past, and I could always rely on my mother. I could call her up and say, you know, Mom, I'm having a little anxiety issue, and she would talk me through it, and I'd get over it. So now I don't have that anymore, and it's just real painful. And I just think, you know, you're a wonderful person to be helping people because it's hard.
Teresa, thank you so much for your call, and we're sorry for your loss. Claire, you know, how do you deal with having somebody in your life, a loved one in your life that was always your rock when you had anxiety, and then they're gone? How do you go on, and how do you cope with that?
I mean, I think like this caller, it really is one of the reasons anxiety comes on. A lot of us lose our anchors. We lose our most important people, and life just feels completely different. And we feel, you know, kind of cast about in the world, which is very frightening and anxiety provoking. One of the things that I try to really do as a therapist with grief is to help people find a new sense of connection to their loved one. In the early days of grief psychology, there was a real push towards helping people let go and move on. And we've realized that that doesn't quite work, that what we need to do as humans is really hold on to our person and find a new sense of connection, whether that's spiritual, whether it's just an internal thing, whether we're talking to them or writing letters or thinking of them on certain occasions. It really makes a difference and makes us feel more grounded and centered in that grief process and in that connection.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Lynn in Milwaukee. Good afternoon, Lynn. Welcome to Central Time.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Claire, I totally relate to your anxiety theory. My brother died at age 55, 10 minutes before the end of his work shift. Totally unforeseen. Healthy guy, super vibrant and just left us. And I've always had really super duper low blood pressure. So if I get out of bed, I have to get out of bed slow. And if I gave blood, sometimes they'd send me away because my blood pressure is too low. And the minute he died, my blood pressure skyrocketed. And then I thought another thing, anxiety consequence from his demise was my skin itched, and I went to my dermatologist and said, I'm sure I have eczema, psoriasis, something's wrong, I have some skin disorder. And she looked at what I was talking about, and she said, nope, have you been through any stress? And I said, well, yeah, my brother just died. And she said, this is stress-related, a stress-related skin response. So it's probably from anxiety, I'm going to guess, because he was...
Absolutely.
Lynn, thank you so much for the call. You know, Claire, it's one thing when you lose someone, but they had been battling an illness and you kind of knew it was inevitable and you were able to prepare for it. I imagine it's always completely different and tragic when it happens suddenly to someone that didn't have any health problems, just something completely unexpected. How do you deal and cope with that?
You're right. They are different. It takes a lot longer to wrap your head around it when it's sudden. And there is a lot of anxiety that can come from it. As in the case of this caller, it can just make you feel like anything could happen at any moment. And it just feels so frightening. When someone has an illness, you have a little bit more time to come to terms with it. Some people don't, and it's still surprising. And it's still deeply painful in the moment when it happens, as though it had just, you know, come out of nowhere. But the ones that do truly come out of nowhere, it just takes a lot of work to really wrap your head around it, really understand that you're not going to see that person anymore. There's so much that's left undone and unsaid. And that's where it comes back to the work I was just talking about of trying to find that sense of connection to somebody after they're gone. One of the things I see a lot with grieving clients is guilt and remorse after a loss, something someone wishes they could do or say differently or just say it all or wish they could take back. And I think that it's never too late to do that work. I think we can still make amends with our people after they're gone. I think we can write letters. I think we can talk about it in therapy. I think we can work through things like that, and that's really helpful and important to the grief process.
Let's turn to strategies for coping with grief and anxiety. What are some options that people can do in order to cope with grief or anxiety or a combination of the two?
Well, I think first, you know, just recognizing that you're in it, that you're really grieving or that you're having anxiety. A lot of people are trying not to have them at all. So taking that first step of acknowledging that you're going through that, then finding either therapy, individual or support groups are so great for grieving individuals because you can feel less alone in your process and understand how other people are going through it as well. Reading books about it can be helpful too, just knowing that you're not alone in it. With the anxiety, there's a two-part process where you really have to work through your deep grief, because you're not going to get rid of the anxiety until you do. And then you have to do some work on the anxiety, some cognitive behavioral work, really changing your thoughts. We get stuck in a thought pattern of anxiety, thinking that we're going to get sick, thinking something else bad is going to happen. And there's a little work to be done around stopping those thoughts.
What resources would you suggest to someone who's struggling with grief and anxiety?
I mean, again, just really looking up some different grief books. There's some really wonderful new ones out there. Just looking on Amazon, there's tons of grief books. A support group, talking to someone at your local church or, you know, your community center. You're always surprised by how many people actually have been through deep grief. And once you start to talk about it, you can find a really great support system.
You know, there are a number of callers that are still on hold that want to share their story. I know one in particular said to get through grief, you have to come full circle. It's a process. And she's absolutely right. Grief is a journey. So what final advice would you offer to someone who is dealing with anxiety and grief?
I think we have to give ourselves over to it to a certain extent. We don't get through it until we go through it. So let grief transform you. There's an amazing opportunity to really learn about yourself and your world and the people around you and the way that you love. I think that grief can be transformational in a really beautiful way, but we kind of have to open up to it in order to get there.
Claire, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Claire Bidwell-Smith is a licensed clinical professional counselor and the author of the book Anxiety, The Missing Stage of Grief, A Revolutionary Approach to Understanding and Healing the Impact of Loss.